Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and we'll pick up in verse 7, which says, "So to keep me from becoming conceited, because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Children are so refreshing in that they haven't learned all of those social norms that we've sort of picked up as adults, and they'll just sort of lead with the truth. They'll lead with what's right on their mind. And so my kids all the time will just lead with, you know, "I'm better at cooking eggs than mom is," or "I can run faster than my dad," or whatever aspect of their own accomplishments or abilities that they want to make sure you know. They won't even wait for it to come up in conversation. It'll just show up. They'll make sure that you know that they're good at something. And the reality is, we never really grow out of this. We get more subtle about it. We'll find ways to bring it into conversations. We'll find ways to name drop people that we know. We'll find ways to make sure you know what we do, or that we're doing quite well financially, thank you very much. And we put stickers on our car to let you know about how our kids are doing. In all of these ways, we lead with our strengths. And here, the Apostle Paul, in this very familiar passage to most of us, is telling us to lead with our weaknesses. The power of God is made perfect, God told Paul, in weakness. God had given Paul a thorn in the flesh. We don't know what that is. There's lots of theories about what that is. Paul famously had bad eyesight. There's one of his letters where he ends with saying, "See with what large letters I write in my own hand." Because when Christ appeared to him, he was blind for a certain period of time. So there's a theory that, you know, he couldn't see well. That may be the case. It could have been a character flaw or struggle, or sin struggle that Paul walked with, that God chose to not remove from his life. We don't know what it is, but the point of the thorn of the flesh was to remind Paul that he needed God. God gives us thorns in the flesh. He gives us physical issues. He gives us emotional issues. He gives us character flaws, sin struggles, whatever the case may be, to remind us that we cannot do this alone without God. And those are the exact points, and those are the avenues through which we will most clearly see God move. God says it here. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And so for the sake of Christ, Paul says, "I am content in my weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities," the things that make Paul look bad. "For when I am weak, then I am strong." So what are the things in our own lives that we tend to hide, that we tend to sweep under the rug, that we tend to mask over? These may be the very things that God wants to work through in our lives. Something physically, something emotionally, something spiritually, struggles that we have. Can we bring that to the Lord and say, "God, what do you want to do with not the things that I'm naturally good at?" You know, we want God to have our musical talents or our financial know-how or our charismatic personality. We don't want to bring out into the light those things that are our weaknesses. But that's where Paul says, "When I am weak, I will see the strength of God come most clearly." And don't we all want that for our lives? What is the area that we need to give to God, that we need to seek help and accountability, talk with a friend about, to say, "I don't know how God is going to work through this"? But all of us can see more clearly the power of God in our lives when we lead not with the natural abilities that the Lord has given us, but the weaknesses, the things that we are ashamed of. So, Lord, we thank you for how you operate, turning things on their head. God, that we think that you want to use the things that we're most naturally gifted at, and very often you're waiting for us to give you not just our strengths, but also our weaknesses. God, I pray that you would surprise each and every one of us, that as we bring these things to you, as we offer not just our good, but our bad side to you, to our Heavenly Father, who knows what is best, that we would see your power move in mighty, mighty ways. God, for our good, and for maybe to encourage another brother, maybe to lead someone to you, whatever that may be. We would ask that you would do it for your glory and our good. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.